This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
This is Frida Liu, listening to Open for Business. Food waste releases methane gas, which causes it to warm up the environment. CH Green is a pioneer and leading green technology company that specializes in the business of organic and food waste management. They aim to empower both small-scale entrepreneurs and big-scale commercial organic waste management systems through innovative science and technologies. CH Green was selected as one of the winners in the Selangor Maritime Gateway SMG Innovation Challenge, entitled Upcycling River Waste to Wealth, and has taken part in Magic Social Impact Challenge Accelerator. And joining me today is Ang Lee Kao from CH Green. Good morning, Lee Kao.
Morning, Frida.
Okay, I did a brief intro about your company, but you tell me more about your company and what it does. Yes.
Thank you. My name is Ang Lee Kao. I'm a CEO of CH Green. So we are specialized in the providing innovative green technologies and resource recovery methods in the waste management for upcycling under the circular economy initiatives. So because the circular economy has been initiative been promoting nowadays as compared to those linear economy those days. So currently we are providing two green technology. In fact, we are the pioneer in Malaysia to introduce the food waste anaerobic digesters. We are converting the food waste into biogas and liquid fertilizer. We started this since 2009, so it's more than 10 years now. And we have many successful case studies throughout Malaysia. So this is what we are able to share with you.
Yeah.
Important green technology is our innovative biological formulas that can eliminate harmful bacteria and neutralize the toxic chemicals and heavy metals, such as arsenic, and also thus you protect our human and environment and the ecosystem as well. So this is a technology that we submitted to this SMG challenges, and this is how we are glad that we are selected to be one of the five winners in SMG challenges.
So congratulations. Of course, you know, you guys, you know, got some money as well. But 2009, so that means it's now more than about 12 years, right? So when you first started this, right, what was it like trying to convince customers about what you're trying to do? And how has it changed in the last 11 years? Are people more acceptable?
Yeah, frankly speaking, it's a tough going right from the start. Because most of the people, they haven't in Malaysia, anaerobic digester is not, digesting system process, it's not that common those days. So the common method of composting is usually using aerobic. So anaerobic, in the sense that this is it's a composting process that is in the absence of oxygen. So that's the reason why we are able to trap the biogas and also the liquid fertilizer from there. So we look into this anaerobic digestion purely because anaerobic digestion is the only carbon neutral process. Means whatever you put in, for example, the food waste, which is about 80% of the liquid, okay? But liquid is all together we convert into liquid fertilizer. So there's no loss in terms of the feeding and the discharge as well. Means whatever you get in, you get both biogas and liquid fertilizer from there.
You came up with this solution, right? What is your background?
Okay, basically, actually, my background, I have been in business in the road construction machinery. Okay, I was in the northern region. I was specialized in the quarrying business. We are the road construction business. I'm the first one, actually, I'm from Taiping, actually. We are the first one to set up the premise plant in Taipei. So it is for meant for the road construction industry. And also, we are the first one under the private land to start up the quarrying, a granite quarry in that region. So we are the first one also to get a contract with the municipality Taipei to provide a special innovative patching material to replace we call it co-mix. Because premix normally you need a high temperature to do the paving. It's 100 degrees, very hot. But co-mix is a method that you can do it as and when you want and you can keep the salt. So this is how we started with municipality.
Right.
So for the early 1975-90, we have been doing this in the northern region in Perak.
Right. So and your transition from that into what you're doing, what happened there?
Okay, during that time, I want to go more better than to protect in terms of the environment.
Right.
So I know because environment concern is not that simple. Because for me, I'm just a layman, but just a pure interest of the environmental protections. Because the global warming and all these things. So that's why we hope we can do something to create awareness to protect our planet.
Okay, so you know what you're doing right now, it touches on several sustainable development goals, which is sustainable cities and communities, responsible consumption and production, and climate action, right? Climate action, I sort of get it, right? But how does it connect back to sustainable cities and communities and responsible consumption and production?
Okay, I started this anaerobic digesters 2009, and we partner the inventor from Thailand. So we have been partnering them since 2009, and in 2013, we signed an MOU with the University of Malaya on the waste management, food waste management in the campus. So this department was headed by Dr. Sumiani. Okay, she's the one who initiated this waste management. And during the time of using our anaerobic digester, we introduced them how to replace the Takakura method of composting. So Takakura method, actually, it is a Japanese professor who taught during the time most of the universities. How to cultivate microbes from the cow intestine and do composting, okay? But it is tedious. So we introduced to Dr. Sumani, why not you use our anaerobic digestate, which is in liquid form, and to replace the microbes you're having, because the liquid digestate, which is full of a microbial inside there. So that's why they started, and we are glad that with the MOU, other than this Takakura method, they've done some R&D on the food waste in Malaysia. What are the carbon emissions reduction using our system? Okay, so subsequently, they have won 3 awards from there. So we are glad. One of the awards is from Germany. Okay, so further there, in 2016, we enter into the tender in MBPJ, Majlis Perbandaran Petaling Jaya. So where we have to come out solution to treat the food waste. So that's why from there, we propose our innovative method by offering the cross-slope sustainable waste to energy and to food, okay? So this concept, inside the concept, we also will provide a living lab. We call it a living lab. What do you mean by a living lab? A living lab means where people can learn how MBPJ treat the waste and how you can use a byproduct such as the biogas, where they use it, how to use it, and liquid compost, how to use it in the greenhouse. So from there onwards, subsequently, MBPJ they have won 5 awards from there. And MPPJ is actually, frankly speaking, is spearhead by Mr. Lee, the director of the waste management of MPPJ. And we won the contract, and it's a two-year contract, BOT, build and operate and transfer. So 2018, we train them. They subsequently have continue that. And then that project was in SS2 PJ, next to the market and the hawker center. So this is an ideal place, yes. Yes, Caltech, you're right. There's a brand invented by Mr. Dusit. We have been partnering since 2009.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about your other, solutions and how you've, played a part in doing everything in just a moment. I'm here with Ang Lee Kao from CH Green. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBoleh.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Boleh for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBoleh.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm speaking to Ang Lee Kao from CH Green, and they were one of the winners of the Selangor Maritime Gateway SMG Innovation Challenge, and now they're taking part in the Magic Social Impact Challenge Accelerator, or SICA. It's so interesting, right? You are now able, through this, you're able to provide a safe and effective biological solution for cleaning the river waste. How does that work?
Yeah, actually, when we came to know these challenges through the Star Metro News data on the 31st May, so, and they are looking for green tech solution to river waste needed. That's a title from SMG. So they are looking for viable solutions and how to convert the contaminated waste into valuable, valuable byproducts. And at the same time, how we could overcome their problems, such as the logistic, okay? And then, because logistics is a huge cost concern, and then also the tipping fee to the landfill. So when we propose our system, our process, this is a very simple proposal and a simple process for treating this waste, okay? So the most important thing is, because the SMG, they have seven sites. They have seven locations. So we suggest that we treat those waste respectively on-site. Means we treat it on-site, or we call it decentralized, because seven individual is decentralized site. So we treat it on-site. And by doing so, we are able to effectively solve the problem of the SMG that mentioned, okay? Means the high cost, okay, to the landfill, and a tipping fee to be paid. And we can reduce the high frequency of collection of and transfer cost of the river waste. So, and during the on-site treatment process, 49% of the organic waste will be converted into toxic-free biofertilizer, okay? And 51% are non-degradable waste, of which 80% is plastic waste, is then safe to collect, because it's toxic-free now, for upcycling for high-value commercial product. So
I know the high-value product is plastic bricks or blocks and road paving material.
Yes, this is one of them. And then we have a dream also with our partner, our advisor, specialize in this making this plastic waste material. So we even talk about the plastic roots, which is very common in Europe now and India. So we convert the unwanted, because certain grade of the plastic might not be suitable for certain high-end product. So we convert, change it, convert that into racing and sell to those companies dealing with the premium. That's why when I was concerned, I told you earlier, I own a premium sprung those days. So we normally provide the asphaltic concrete. So asphaltic concrete is using the cement as a filler. Okay? But we replace the resin instead of using the cement. And the root, it lasts even longer because it's a very high strength material. So asphaltic concrete normally can last about 5 years. Okay? It's very well designed. But if you're using the plastic root, maybe the lifespan will be even more than 10 years. So this is basically what we plan to. And also we plan to have to build certain bricks, special brick for low cost houses.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, so you mentioned some of your clients, you know, or your tie ups with Mosty, MBPJ, and also Senviro. What did you do with them?
Oh, that was a time that we do provide their subsidiaries, Idaman, because Senviro own 50% of the Idaman. So Idaman is a concessioner in the waste management in the northern region. So from there, we supply the first unit of the NR digester to the Pulau Tuba Island, Pulau Tuba. And then subsequently, the Idaman bought about 5 units from us for the municipality in Alostas. So this is how we tied up. But actually, the actual company dealing with us is Idaman. Okay, so Senviro is their subsidiaries of that.
Right, okay. Now, your business is very B2B, right? Do you see a potential for B2C in the future and how?
Yeah, actually, the MPPJ, that project was secured after that. MPPJ did look into the community aspect of that. So it means they have also provided the small scale this NRV digesters to the low cost flats and all these things and the NGO, you know, to teach them, you know, how to convert the waste into valuable item and do some gardening from there and get some producers from there. So this is what so far we have been doing.
Okay. You know, because, you know, when you look at Malaysia, according to SW Corp in 2020, the household sector accounts for 44.5% of the close to 17,000 tons of food waste generation in Malaysia, right? So, you know, so that's going to be a major problem. I guess this is where you come in with, work with the people that collect this waste, right?
Yeah. And in fact, just now you talk about B2C, yeah? We also try to come up with a smaller version where a household or the small waste generator are able to benefit from there by not diverting this waste into dustbin. So we might, together with the municipality, to look into the smaller scale where household can benefit from there. Like, this is what we can do so far.
Right. You know, what have been, you know, in the 11 years that you, 12 years you've been doing this, right? What have been some of the challenges in doing all of this over the years?
Challenges, there are many. Because when we talk about environmental aspect, you know, the waste management normally all because of the human factors, like. So we face a lot of challenges from the human factor as well. That's why government is taking in terms of the what I call it, the education, how to educate to not to sort separate the waste from there. So this is what they do. So, but until now, I think it has been more than many years already since I started the business. Lately, only can see some changes for the last 8 years. So, but still a long way to go that how this waste can be sort-separated and reuse it for more value-add byproducts.
Right. Okay. You know, you are going to be the part of Magic Social Impact Challenge Accelerator, right? And they cover four areas, which is the impact scale-up, impact investment readiness, impact management and measurement and technology readiness, right? You know, what would you be keen to investigate further at this stage of your business and why? Of course, you'd be learning all these things and you come with your own experience, but what do you think is something that you need to, get better at?
Frankly speaking, the SIGA, the program, is a very good platform for us to consider all those factors you just mentioned. So sincerely, for us, a new company, and newly exposed to those waste management, especially on the organic waste, we are special organic waste. So we hope we are able to benefit from what this SIGA accelerator program that we can learn from there, and also we try to hope we are able to go to the next level of business, okay? Hopefully with the various opportunities provided through them, and also the potential of collaboration with the corporate. So we just sincerely hope for what this SIGA can able to assist us and to also promote this environmental protection initiative that it currently is an urgent matter to everybody now.
Right. Congratulations again on being one of the winners for the SMG Innovation Challenge. I've been speaking to Ang Lee Kao from CH Green. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.